Can I give the doggies their bacon now? They're still waiting.
She blinked several times and turned her eyes on Yipes. On us. I felt as though someone had snapped on a powerful searchlight or an X-ray machine and pointed it right at my heart. Did I have any naughty thoughts swimming through the dark waters of my soul? Because if I did, she would see them. She always saw naughty thoughts. There was no hiding from her. That gaze had a way of prowling through a dog's heart and mind, looking in every drawer, every closet, every cookie jar, until she found a naughty thought. I felt myself shrinking and melting under the glare of her X-ray vision. My head sank. One eye began to twitch. Suddenly, I was seized by a powerful urge to, well, bite myself on the tail, if you can believe that. Why? I don't know. She just does that to me. Those eyes. But then, she smiled. I dared to tap out a slow rhythm with my tail. Then she said,
"They've earned their bacon, and I'll give it to them myself."
She went into the house. I almost fainted with relief. So far, so good. Moments later, she returned, this time opening the screen door without throwing it back against the side of the house. This was looking better and better. She came down the sidewalk, holding two strips of raw bacon on a paper towel. I felt a surge of bacon lust roaring through my body. Would I be able to contain myself and hold back my savage instincts? I wasn't sure I could. This was new territory for me, eating raw bacon with manners. She came through the yard gate and stood in front of us. A peculiar smile rippled across her lips as she looked into my eyes.
"Hank, I don't know what's come over you. It's quite a switch for us, isn't it? Why, this very morning I wanted to..."
She didn't finish the sentence. Yes, ma'am. It was quite a switch.
"Well, I'm proud of you for learning some manners and for not beating up the cat, even though he probably deserved it. You've been a good dog, Hank, and here's your reward."
Did you hear that? Sally Mae called me a good dog. Wowee! Maybe you think I was overpowered by bacon lust, snatched the bacon out of her fingers, woofed it down, and ruined everything. No, sir. I had come this far, and I had no intention of messing things up. And hey, I even let Drover have the second piece of bacon. With a tongue that was as soft as rabbit fur. Oops, let's change that. With a tongue as soft as velvet, I coaxed the strip of bacon from her outstretched fingers. I saw her eyebrows rise. She was impressed. Gently and tenderly, I eased the bacon out of her fingers, brushed it into my mouth, and, you won't believe this part, chewed it 23 times. Yes, sir, 25 times. No gulping, no gagging on half-chewed bacon, no throwing up in front of the lady of the house. After chewing it 27 times, only then did I pull the flush lever and send it sliding down the pipes into my awaiting stomach. Pretty amazing, huh? You bet. Drover did pretty well, too, although his eating wasn't quite as refined as mine.